The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
From being super tired to misplaced apostrophes to pesky plurals, there seems to be quite a bit of grammar that we just cannot grasp. So maybe we just need a little grammar lesson. And here to do just that is Oliver Murphy, author of Grasping Grammar. And he's a teacher with over 40 years experience of helping students to do just that, grasping grammar. It's a new kind of primer that you sent in to me, and I was greatly taken by it, Oliver.
Yes, well, I'm actually a maths teacher, first and foremost. Maths and applied maths are my main subject. But when I was principal of a school, and when kids would get into difficulty with, in trouble with the teacher, they would have to write an account for the headmaster or the principal to describe what the incident that happened. So I'd get this onto my desk. And the first sentence would read, "Jimmy and me were only messing." So when I get them in, I'd say, not only have you broken the rules of the school, but you've broken the rules of English grammar. You don't know when it's Jimmy and I and when it's Jimmy and me.
Yeah, now, when is it? Jimmy and I are doing something, clearly we are both doing it. So Jimmy is doing it, I am doing it, yes. Jimmy and I. When does it become me, Jimmy and me?
Well, I remember my mother explaining the rule, and she said, throw out Jimmy and what's right without Jimmy and is right with it. For example, is it Jimmy and I went or Jimmy and me went? Well, take Jimmy and out. Is it me went or I went? Of course, it's I went.
Yeah.
So put Jimmy back.
That's a very
Jimmy
useful
and
rule.
But when our grandfather sent Jimmy and me 1,000 euros each, or is it my grandfather sent Jimmy and I 1,000 euros each? Take Jimmy and out. My grandfather sent I 1,000 euros. Of course, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
So when Jimmy comes back, it should be me, and when Jimmy comes back in, it's Jimmy and me. My father, grandfather sent Jimmy and me.
Michael hit Jimmy and me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm the subject. Jimmy's the subject, and I'm the object, and whatever.
But that's the thing, Pat.
Or Michael's the subject, and Jimmy and me are the object of the violence.
Exactly. One of the things I've discovered since I've started teaching it, and what I did was when I was in Castleknock as principal, I found when I had a teacher missing, especially if it was an English teacher, and I couldn't find a sub, I would go in and teach them. And the thing I taught them was English grammar. And at the end of each class, they used to say, thanks very much, Oliver. That's the first time I ever understood apostrophes or Mr. Murphy, as it was.
Now, you talk about the grocer's apostrophe.
The grocer's apostrophe is because some people forget to put in any apostrophes, and then they put them in where they're not supposed to be, in plurals. So, but the grocer's apostrophe is where the grocer writes bananas, 10 for a pound, and BANANA apostrophe S. They put an apostrophe on for every plural. So,
whereas if you said the bananas price,
of course,
is 10 euros a pound, then that would be correct to put in an apostrophe.
It would, and it depends on whether it's the price of one banana or two bananas where the apostrophe goes. But there are very simple algorithms for teaching where the apostrophe goes, and that's what this book is about, Pat.
Now, the other mistakes that people make in writing, and it's hard to convey this maybe on radio, because the subtitle of your book across the top of it is There, T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, and T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. And people consistently get those wrong in writing.
They do. And a lot of the reason for that is because they're writing text. And text is almost now become a phonetic language. There's no grammar. There's no grammar in it. You don't put any punctuation. And if you put in T-H-E-I-R instead of T-H-E-R-E, that seems to be perfectly acceptable in text speak. But the chief advising examiner of English has said that if students are getting worse results than they expected to get, it's because of their lack of knowledge of spelling, punctuation, grammar, syntax. That's why they're failing to do as well. And the other thing, Pat, is that now that we have coursework in pretty well every subject, my main subject is applied mathematics, and they have to write a 900-word project every year for the Leaving Cert now.
So that requires writing, not just calculation.
Absolutely. They need to explain their thoughts.
Isn't project maths a lot about writing as well? You know, the old days when you got a sum to do, a calculation, be it in trigonometry or calculus or whatever. Nowadays, for the junior cert, for example, they could be saying, Mary is captain of a ship that's heading west at the rate of 30 knots.
Yes.
Then it goes due north at 40 knots, da-da-da-da-da. Yep. And there's a whole pile of writing and description. And then you might get marks for explaining yourself, never mind getting the correct answer.
Well, Project Maths has successfully moved from being that maths is not just doing sums, but learning to solve a problem using the mathematics that you have learned. And that's a very important step. Now, understanding English is a part. I just remember one question on applied maths was you had to shoot a projectile and it said, at what angle do you do it to just clear the wall or just to clear the wall? And a lot of students didn't know what that meant, to just clear the wall. It meant to
just barely get over it, yeah.
But to clear, they didn't know.
In other words, the height you take is the precise height of the wall.
Exactly, and they didn't know what the English meant. So it is English. Understanding English is important in all subjects.
Now, what about things like criteria and criterion?
Yes, there are many that bacterium and bacteria. Bacterium is a singular. So if you say such and such is a very dangerous bacteria, which you'll hear people saying, it's incorrect. It's a very dangerous bacterium. But
and data.
Plural. Data
is used
almost
in the singular,
become
isn't it?
A singular now. Datum is officially, and in, it all goes back to our Latin. Pat, I presume you studied
Latin. I studied Latin, yeah.
And I studied Greek in college.
And I learned, instance, that referendum is a gerund, and therefore does not take the plural a referenda.
Ah.
Referendums is a, anyway, that's right. Just a little by the way. What about Irishisms like Hiberno-Irish? I'm after doing something. It comes directly from the Irish. Tomé Thresha Shinayenov.
I would not regard saying I'm after doing that as the worst possible thing because it is directly from Irish. And of course, nobody from any other country knows what you're saying when you're saying I'm after doing that.
When does something become acceptable because of usage? The best example I can think of is presently, which means I'll do it shortly. I shall do that presently.
Yes.
But people think it means at present. And it's kind of become to mean that because of usage.
I think you have to accept that language changes. If it didn't, we'd be using Chaucerian language as we speak. But and for example, the word manifest has changed its meaning altogether in the last 10 years. To manifest no longer means to show, it means to envisage or to envision what something. So I think we should accept that the language is changing and we have to move with the changes.
And some of the texts coming in. Please mention how everyone these days uses there is problems.
I agree with that. There is, and there, especially when it's shortened to theirs, is used now with a plural. And I do not accept it. So you'll hear people saying there's three reasons for this change. And there isn't three reasons. There are three reasons.
Anyway, Claire says that drives her crazy. Of your subject about grammar, hardly anyone pronounces words correctly anymore. Notably, the verbs contribute and distribute. That's from Anne in... So what are they saying? Contribute and distribute?
I'm not sure, Pat, about that one.
It's been a while since I met a young person who uses... your, Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E. Everything is now just spelt Y-O-U-R.
Well, this is going back to the problem of text speak, and that's influencing how students write or how anybody writes.
Why do people always say us Irish are very friendly?
Well, again, there's your nominative and your object and your subject. The funny thing, Pat, was when I mentioned the word subject of a sentence, they think it means the subject matter of the sentence. A lot of the students...
Not the actor.
The actor, yeah, the person who's doing the verb. So nomenclature and understanding words in grammar is very important, that they learn the literacy of grammar as well as learning the rules.
James in Galway says, my wife gives out to me when I say, I seen it there. She says, I saw, not I seen. And the wife is correct?
And the wife is absolutely correct. My favourite one was, I always think that at the end of GAA finals, they give magnificent speeches. The speech by the Tipperary captain this year was absolutely, truly magnificent. But one of them at the Gaelic football final, his first words I loved were, we said we'd do it and done it we did.
I done it, I seen it. I'm only just after having me dinner.
Well, yeah. That's, to me, that's just somewhat
it's
humorous.
It's using me instead of my.
If you're writing your English essay, or if you're writing, more importantly, if you're writing an email to your client, you don't use such English.
Now, what about people who, according to Kev, are a bit slack-jawed about pronouncing T at the end of words? Instead of got, they say ga. Instead of that, they say tha. Bu instead of but, and loads more, leaving out the T at the end of words. I think some people think it's trendy. It is not.
No, I'm a bit of a stickler. The other common one is height. Height, which I pronounce H-I-T-E, has got a T-H stuck onto it,
well,
by a lot of
people.
Well,
the late Gay Byrne used to give out yards about that.
Oh, is that
tonight?
His
pet? Tonight.
Oh, you know, tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. Soft T.
The height of it, yeah.
Would have went, used a lot of the time instead of would have gone. And a lot of people using of. I could have done something.
Yes. I actually read a marvelous, I'm not going to name the book, a marvelous Irish novel recently. And the author got, she had drank, he wrote, instead of she had drunk several times. And she,
an award-winning
he had already
novelist.
Rang her instead of he had already rung her. And I thought either he should have caught it or the editor should have caught it. It was a very good novel, but a couple of mistakes in the grammar of tenses, which is common.
Now, what about this one? I know this is kind of from watching British television. I was sat. He was sat. She was sat. I was well drunk. Those kind of things.
Yeah, I have the sat, or I was stood. That's very north of England. There I was, sat in pub. But you weren't sat. Unless somebody else sat you into the chair, you were sitting. So it's just incorrect. I don't accept it. I was sat, but it has become part of the English language now. We might have to let that one through.
Punctuation is quite important. Paul said Jimmy was a fool. Okay.
Yes.
Paul, comma, said Jimmy, comma, is a fool. Completely the opposite meaning by punctuation.
Absolutely.
Same words. Different punctuation, different meaning.
Yes, the example I give for the comma. When you're speaking to somebody, what you say and who you're addressing is separated by a comma. So hand me the butter, comma, Jane is correct. And the example I give is, have you eaten, Grandad? If you're asking about his mealtime, it's have you eaten, comma, Grandad. But if you say, have you eaten, Grandad, without the comma, you're accusing somebody of cannibalism.
Another one says, 90% of people say, I would like them apples.
Yeah, well, I mentioned that in the book as well. Those apples, that's just mistaking an adjective for a noun.
And in the book, you mentioned this one, which is a huge amount of people.
Yes, these are countable and uncountable nouns. Everybody knows the difference between many and much. There were too many people there and they were making too much noise. But when it comes to fewer is used for a countable noun. So there were fewer people there and they were making less noise. You'll hear a lot of people saying there were less people there. That is incorrect.
Fewer
if it's countable. So, and again, number and amount. This week, there was a huge number of people at Croke Park and they were making a huge amount. What's the difference? People are countable, so you use number. Noise is not countable. You can't count it. Mm-hmm. So you use amount. You don't say there was a huge amount of people.
Now, do you forget about all of this when you're out to dinner with pals or do you kind of correct them?
No, I would never correct somebody, Pat. I'm not that kind of person. I might be thinking in my head, ooh, but I say nothing. I keep my counsel.
Well, the book is called Grasping Grammar, How to Write Properly and Improve Your Grades, as distinct from How to Write Proper.
Yes.
And all the variations of same. Where can people get the book?
Well, it's not available in hard copy on through bookshops. You have to go to MacAndrew Books. Just go on the website to MacAndrew Books. They're the company who brought it out. And you follow the instructions from there.
And you can get it there. Well, Oliver, there. I must say, a very entertaining conversation and a very entertaining primer for those who are a little bit unsure about their grammar. And
thanks,
that's
Pat.
The author of Grasping Grammar, Oliver Murphy.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.